Hey everyone, and welcome back to the podcast whose sole reason for existence is to remind you that this world is a beautiful and mysterious place. My guest this time, Austin Rampt, has quite a story to tell. And yeah, often through our conversation, I just had to kind of sit back and absorb what Austin was sharing, because some of it is quite painful. Now, Austin grew up in Southern Florida, and on the surface, his early years looked pretty normal. But as Austin says, underneath, he was restless and trying to find his place. And yeah, there is a trigger warning for some stories of addiction and overdosing in this episode. But really, what is so powerful is Austin's story of resilience. And even at his lowest point, when he was living in Mexico with the Sinaloa cartel, he knew that he could rise above his circumstances, and he began the long process to recovery. And we talk about that. We talk about what it looks like to be in a world where you don't feel like you fit and where you desperately want to. Some of us, our paths are harder as far as finding self-acceptance and self-love. And so I'll let Austin take it away.
Boy, I was just a little ball of anxiety and shame. Like if I could say the two emotions I experienced the most as a kid, anxiety and shame. And you know, the shame was always, I can't let you see me. If you see me, you're not going to love me. I'm unacceptable, all these different things. But those are the very thoughts that prevent that love from going out, you know, and prevent it from coming in, to be perfectly honest. When I first came back from Mexico, I had nothing. I mean, my whole life had been burnt to the ground. I had, you know, no family left that would speak with me. I mean, I ended up homeless in Mexico City. And at the end of my journey in Mexico, let me start with this. I had landed in Mexico City. I was living in Cancun, but I had landed in Mexico City. I got my Mexican credentials stolen because I bribed a government officer to make me a Mexican citizen. And those got stolen. My wallet got stolen. And I was forced to kind of go, okay, well, I can't get back to Cancun. So where am I going to live? And I reached out to this girl and her mom, or this girl who had taken a liking to me. I had met her months earlier, and she said, you come and you live with me and my mom. And she lived in this little city called Coacalco, which is on the outskirts of Mexico City in the state of Mexico. And so I took a taxi cab out there. It took like 45 minutes. And when I get there, I'm looking around, and like the buildings that I'm looking at are what we would call in the United States projects. They look like projects, right? It's like green, like my hat, cinder block. There's these big water tanks on the top of the buildings. And I don't really know what those water tanks are for. There's clotheslines out with hang. It's not a great, you know, not a great looking scene. And I walk inside of her home, and her mom have dinner waiting for me. And I'm a really bad active drug user at this point. Like, I'm a bad junkie. And what I proceeded to experience were two of the kindest, sweetest, big-hearted people that I had ever met in my entire life. And why this was so pivotal in part of my story is that the way that I was trying to fill that not good enough wound back in the United States was if I achieve, right, then I'm worthy. And so I started starting businesses and all these different things. And I had a good level of success, but that wound was still there. And here were these two people that lived in, you know, what we would consider poverty, who had found happiness and just exuding love from who they were. And on my second day there, I asked her, I said, can I take a shower? And she said, yeah, but you need to wait a few minutes. I thought she was heating up the water heater. Well, they didn't have a water heater. She actually had to heat the water up on the stove, and we showered out of a bucket, and that's how she showered too. And it was this thing that was like, wow, you've been chasing all this stuff, but here's happiness right in front of you with none of that. Now, would you call that a miracle or unexplained? Well, looking back, it was such a pivotal moment for me, right? And when I got back to the United States, and I didn't find sobriety right away, but I eventually did. And when Haley and I were dating and we were engaged, I got custody back of my two oldest kids, Maddie and Zach. And I did not know how to be a father. And I was really scared to go make money in the way that I had made money before, which was not at all a bad way, but something in my brain said, it was the money was the problem. You know, you were a bad guy because of the money. And so I was really scared about making money, but I really wanted to like find some level of success so I could take care of my family. And I had come across somebody on YouTube who you may or may not know. But the YouTube channel goes by the name Abraham Hicks. Do you know who that is by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been listening to Esther, for, you know, 10 years at this point. But so for anyone that's listening that doesn't know who that is, Esther is a woman who essentially channels entities and teaches you a lot about the law of attraction and the universe and different things. And so for an entire year, I would say, when my wife went to work and the kids went to school, I would spend an hour on my couch with Abraham in the background with my eyes closed, just kind of sitting, you know, cross-legged and envisioning what my life could look like, what did I want it to look like? How would that feel? And so a couple of years later, I was not making any money for years after this, but I had started, you know, somebody introduced me to the digital asset space, crypto. And I started, these signs just started appearing for this one. Right. And it was, oh man, not only were they always appearing in my experience, but I had a basketball roll up to my feet with the name of it on there. And it was, the name was Phantom, and it started with an F, not a P, not a PH, Phantom. And I went, whoa. And I just dumped what savings I had into this. And in the run of 2020 and 2021 after COVID, which was a huge financial run, it was the number one mover in all of crypto. It went like 1,000x, changed our life. And wow. So I, in my mind, can connect it back to the hours I spent sitting on the couch envisioning and feeling what it would be like. Maybe nobody else will, but to me, you know, that was the miracle that showed up. And, you know, it at least took care of the things that I was so scared to take care of, so that I could show up to be a father. Whole lot of learning had to happen after that, though. So,
well, it's hard to argue with a basketball.
It's hard to argue with a basketball. I have a picture of it. It was so, and it was like a random word that didn't make any sense. Rolled up to my feet. Crazy.
That is crazy. I've not heard a story like that, but I love it. That is, I mean, how can you argue with that? Especially when you're getting these other signs. And then, I mean, it's like the universe was like, in case you're not paying attention, here's a basketball.
Here's a basketball, man.
I mean, yeah. I think sometimes the universe, or that field of love or whatever it is, has a great sense of humor. I don't know how you feel about that.
Sure. Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You know, I've kind of, the way that I feel over time, and this is something I actually learned from Abraham is, you know, how that feelings are really our emotional set point. Like, where are we now, you know, in relation to where we're trying to go. And, yep, I had a point, but my ADD took over and it's gone. So we're gonna have to keep moving on, Kirsten. That's fine. Which is fine. That does happen all the time. You just snap your fingers, I'll come back. But I ADD'd on you. It happened.
These things happen.
Yes, they do.
really grateful that Austin chose to be on the podcast and share his really, really intensely powerful story of drug addiction and then finding his way to the other side. I think we need reminders that just because we find ourselves in almost impossible situations, it doesn't mean that we can't find the path or the way out of those places. Sometimes it takes some of us longer than others, but I do believe that each and every one of us has the strength and the fortitude to find our way home. If you want to find out a little bit more about Austin, of course, there's going to be all sorts of links in the episode show notes. So please do check those out, including a link to buy his incredible book, One Last Hit, the remarkable true story of an addict's journey to find himself. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Austin. Never give up. I mean, I am sure I can't even count the times that Austin thought that he wasn't worth it and that he could never begin the journey out of his addiction. But he never gave up on himself, and he didn't give up on those who loved him. He kept going. And I urge each and every one of you to do that. Be like Austin and don't give up. No matter what struggles you're facing or what hill you think you have to climb, don't give up on yourself. I know that each and every one of you is loved by so many people, whether it's friends or family, and I know that they all have your backs. So don't give up on yourself just like Austin, and put that first step out there just like Austin and begin the climb up that hill, believing in yourself, but also believing in everyone who loves you.